Okay. Okay, I hope the Chazara on the seventh parak was meaningful. And Baruch Hashem, I think you have a very nice kinyan and two very, very special prakim, sixth parak and the seventh parak. So it's Hashem, it should be a kinyan nitzri. And it's Hashem, when you learn it next time, you'll add and you'll call me up with all your hasagos, and we can change things in the notes on why you Torah or whatever. If we said things that were wrong. We're moving now back to the third parak. The third parak, Shvuas Dayan Basra, deals with the world of Shvuas Bitui and the world of Shvuas Shav. If you remember that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shvuas pointed out that there are four kinds of Shvuas: Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Shav, Shvuas Edus, and Shvuas HaPikadon. So up to now this year, we learned about Shvuas HaDayanim, which we pointed out was an offshoot of Shvuas HaPikadon. We learned about Shvuas HaDayanim on the Daraisa plane, Shvuas HaMishnah, Shvuas Heses. Now we'll go back to Shvuas Bitui and Shvuas Shav. So I'd like to do it in the following manner, just as somewhat of a hakdama to the world of Shvuas. Shvuas is what the Rambam calls Sefer Hafla, which includes Shvuas, Nedarim, Nezirus, Erechin, and Charamim. There are certain common denominators between all of those four, and then there are certain distinctions. So to be able to see things in sort of a more of an overview, within the third parak, there is a sugya that deals with the world of Hafla. And so we'll start, if it's okay with you, with that sugya on the Kavvav Amadeis, the sugya of Amar Shmuel, Gamar Belibo, Tzarech Shiyotze Bisfasav, that we have a concept of Levate Bisfasayim. Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai, where it says over there in the Parsha of Erechin, Ish Kiyapli, so Rashi uses the Lashon, Ish Kiyapli. Oh, this is second. Yifaresh Bepiv. Yifaresh Bepiv. And so over here, we'll just, it's a relatively short sugya to see what are the parameters of Yifaresh Bepiv in terms of the necessity in terms of Shvuah, and also what are the exceptions. That we have exceptions to the rule. What's brought over here as Truma and Kodshim are exceptions. What does Truma mean? And what does Kodshim mean? And why are these exceptions? And what does one require in terms of Truma and Kodshim? So we'll start, Yirtzeh Hashem, with that small sugya. And then we'll move over to the Isurim of Shvuas Bitui and Shvuas Shav. What is Surma over? And that's a sugya over here on the Chaf Amadeis, Ki Aser Avdimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, until Kaf Aleph, Amad Aleph, up to where it says Amar Rav Papa, about 10 lines down. And over there, again, the Gemara gets into other inyanim in terms of Noshim Chayvos B'Kiddush Hayom, that we won't get into currently. But basically, the question is that one of Tosas over here, Konamos, on Daf Chaf Amadeis, Konamos Omer Beval Yachel. So in terms of Shvuas Bitui, we know that there's an Easter of Shvuas Sheker, the Easter of Shvuas Shav, Aseres Hadibros, Losisa, and Losashakru. Is there also Din of Bal Yachel in the world of Shvuas? So that we'll discuss over here, and there's a Rambam that everyone jumps on, in Perek Aleph Olcha Gimel. And again, compare that Rambam in Shvuas Aleph Gimel to the other Rambams in Haflah. Nedarim, I give you the makar, in Nazir, in Erechin, what's the yachas of Dini Hafloa to Bal Yachel Devaro? And after that, we can go back to the beginning of the Perek. Then we'll move over to, which is very, very important, the difference between Shvuas and Shvuah and Neder, in terms of what we normally call Yisr Chefti, Yisr Gavra. So I sent you to the Ramban in the beginning of Parashas Matos, but also it'd be kedai to look over the Ran in the beginning of Nedarim. And that will help us in terms of the concept of Shvuah l'haba, Shvuah l'sha'avar, what exactly are we dealing with. and I think that those three, you know, or at least we can, I think we'd be able to do that on Yom Rishon. Again, not just dealing with the Shvuas Inyanim, not moving over to other Inyanim. And then the next big sugya that I don't think we'll get to on Yom Rishon is the sugya of the year of Hatfasa on the Chaf Amar Aleph. That already will sit on for a while. But rather than begin the perek at the beginning, I'd rather first see the overview in terms of Hafla, see the overview in terms of the Isurim, then go back to the beginning in terms of the nature of Shvua and Neder, Tosus over here, Yeshchilut ben Shvua l'Nedarim, and you know that Amir Tashem will be on Yom Rishon. So the page of Marma Kamos you have. And I think hopefully Yitz Hashem will be able to, I'd like to finish the perek by Shavuos, if possible. And if we finish the perek, then we'll see whether we'll get beyond that in terms of Shavuos Eidus or Shavuos Pikadon. But, you know, it's first we'll try and make a Kinyan also in the world of Haklah. Okay, so that's our task. Yitz Hashem for Yom Rishon. Okay, I did want to mention something I forgot earlier. I'm sorry that I forgot. So if you could just mention to the other fellows who were here, firstly, of course, everyone on Purim, if it fits into their schedules, are invited to be Mesameach B'Yachad, aside from your own Purim Suda. That's very, very nice that you're making, that many of you are making together to come to our house. You're welcome to, but I know that it's very hard to, in terms of transportation, and a person should make a cheshbon of Yatza Skaro Behefsedo in terms of trying to get to Harnof, trying to get out of Harnof if it's difficult. You know, I have no expectations. But I would ask that if there are those of you who want to bring Mishloach Manos, I can't speak for Rabbi Bednarsh or Amanda, but if you want to bring to me, it would be appreciated if rather than individuals bringing Mishloach Manos, if you can get together and you don't have to bring anything, but if you want to do something, then get together and just do one thing together. My wife and I only have X amount of days between Purim and Pesach. I understand it's the same for all of you as well. And there's only X amount of time that one can eat cookies and cake, v'chule, v'chule. But there's no need. I'm just saying. But if you want to do it, it would be appreciated if you would do it as a group. Okay? And it doesn't. But again, it doesn't have to be food. It could just be what? I don't know. It doesn't have to be anything. Okay, let's say that.
Okay.